her grossness herself. Sylvia Bronzi, author of the book series Grossology, The Impolite Science of the Human Body, will greet and inspire her fans of all ages with interactive gross demonstrations at the Da Vinci Science Center in Allentown this Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Sometimes they're stinky, sometimes they're crusty, sometimes they're slimy. The Grossology exhibition lets visitors explore why their bodies produce mushy, oozy, crusty, scaly, and stinky gunk. Grossology is based on the best-selling book series by Sylvia Bronzi. Grossology uses sophisticated animatronics and imaginative exhibits to show visitors the good, the bad, and downright ugly about runny noses, body odor, and more. Grossology features impolite stations for visitors, including an animatronic nose that flows snot called Nigel Knows It All, a skin climbing wall featuring pimples, warts, wounds, hair, moles, and other skin blemishes, and an area where visitors can match body odors with the area of their body from which they came. Sylvia Bronzi is a children's nonfiction author and performer of educational shows for kids, and the originator of Grossology, or the idea of teaching science through gross things. Her books have been translated into a dozen different languages, and she's delighted and educated children and adults throughout the United States and Canada, Trinidad, Germany, and England. Sylvia Bronzi.
What happened was, I was clipping my toenails, and I started thinking about all the disgusting stuff under my toenails. And then I thought, whoa, kids love gross stuff. I want to teach them science. I will use gross as a hook, and I will invent a whole new science and call it Grossology.
With kids, gross is such a magnet. There's just no way it couldn't work. For some reason, I don't know if you've ever psychologically tried to examine this, what the paradox is with grossness. As adults, we become repulsed and attracted to it or interested with it, but kids don't have that paradox.
Oh, I've actually studied it since I wrote the book. Two professors, One's in England and one actually is in Pennsylvania. Their whole take is that we get disgusted because we need to learn what's not good for us, like you don't eat poop. But when you're a kid, you really don't quite know that yet. So instead, you find it completely fascinating. And as adults, you suddenly realize, oh, this is not a healthy thing. So I'll just be turned off by it. However, the beauty of it is that when you tie an emotion like disgust with information, you remember it.
Ooh, yeah, the hook. One, they're already fascinated. Ooh, it's gross. Let me look. If you can slip a little science in on top of that, they have fun and they learn at the same time.
When I thought of the idea, I don't know if I was conscious of that. However, I've been a junior high school science teacher for a whole bunch of years. On the back of my junior high school science teacher mind, I knew it would work. And it was only later that I looked up, gee, why does this work? Gross is taboo. So that makes, not only do they get disgusted so they emotionally remember, they get to, like you said, gross out all the adults around them because gross things are taboo in much of our society. So if you toot, it's pretty taboo. Kids find it funny. The adults go, oh, that's not proper. Makes the kid want to learn about it even more. What I noticed was that kids love the gross stuff. So then I'm over there and I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'll teach them information. So on the playground, I found out that my students would go out on the playground with the little kids, and instead of just being disgusting, like belching at them, they would go outside and go, did you know that you toot 14 times a day? And they started spreading the scientific information because that was just as much fun as just being disgusting.
Dissemination of more knowledge.
Yeah, who would have thunk?
So you basically invented a science of grossology, and you use animatronics to show visitors the good, the bad, and the downright ugly.
What happened was, after my books were released, I started performing all over the world, and a company approached me and said, oh, we'd love to do a museum exhibit. And the company is fabulous animatronics. I was fortunate enough to work with a man named Rob Lundy from Science World up in Vancouver, Canada. And he and I got to sit in a room together and go, oh, wouldn't it be really funny if we could have a giant belching guy and we'd be giggling and laughing. And then we took it before the team and they said, oh, yeah, that'd be really fun. Let's make a giant belching guy and a giant nose you can walk into and a giant gut slide that little kids can slide down. It was so fun.
What child could resist something like that?
Or adult. Sometimes what happens is the adults go, oh, I don't know about this. I'm not sure about this. And then I'll get into the exhibit, and I always go in and hang back. Don't tell anybody who I am and just watch. Next thing I know, the adults are, like, pushing the kids out of the way. Hey, let me do that. So it works out fabulously because it brings out the 12-year-old and everybody.
Sylvia Bronzi, author of the Grossology series, will be greeting visitors at the Da Vinci Science Center, 3145 Hamilton Bypass, this Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th. Saturday, the shows are 11, 1, and 3, and on Sunday, they're at 1 and 3. She'll also sign books after each program. For more information, DaVinciScienceCenter.org, and their phone number is 484-664-1002. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.